If you ever questioned the importance of socializing your dog, obedience training your dog, especially to recalls, I think this episode is going to change your mind. It's a good one, guys. So let's get into it next. Let's get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am your host, Jake, from On Dog Training Academy. We are an online dog training company. We have course. We do one-on-one virtual lessons. We're here to help you guys. So if there's something you're interested in, if you need help with your four-legged doggy friend, definitely check out ondogtrainingacademy.com. So at the end of every month, we always like to end with a story. A story of a dog that did something great or something. So we've done a dog that I think last month we did, one of the months before we did about a dog who saved its owner from a cougar. This week or this month, we're not only going to be talking about a dog who saved its owner's life, but we're going to talk about the benefit of socializing and obedience training your dog. And we'll talk about that more at the end. And as I go through the story, I will say this story is from, we saw it on the news. This is this year. This is published January 18th of 2024. This is a very new story. And it was so good that I wanted to, and there's video for it too. So if you guys want to look online, you can find the actual video of this happening. But it was so good, I just needed to share it. And so this is coming from Michigan Live, the Michigan Live website. It's mlive.com. I will put a link to the article itself in the description of this episode. So if you want to go look at it yourself, I believe the video is actually in it too. So without further ado, let's get into the story. So this all happened in Grand Traverse County, Michigan. Remember, this is January, so it's wintertime. A state police motor carrier officer rescued a man who had fallen through the ice with help from the man who fell through the ice's dog. Already, like when I heard this news story, I was like, yes, what's going on? This is great. The officer said, great teamwork and well done. He said that on Twitter. The officer's name was Cameron Bennett's, and the man's dog is named Ruby. And the owner is a 65-year-old Traverse City man who had broken through the ice on Arbutus Lake in Grand Traverse County, East Bay Township. Witnesses called 911 when they saw the guy fall through the ice at 11:45 a.m. Thursday, January 18th, and to report that he had fallen through. Bennett's grabbed a rescue disc. So if you don't know what a rescue disc is, it's basically, it kind of looks like a giant frisbee type of thing. It's something where the person you're rescuing, it's usually tied to a rope. It is tied to a rope, I should say. The person rescuing can throw that to you, and then it allows you to either hold on to it or put it, like, almost like sit on it and get dragged or pulled. It's just an aid to help get you out of the situation, especially in this case, falling through the ice. So Bennett's grabbed the rescue disc attached to a rope from his patrol vehicle. This time of year, it's something officers in these winter areas always have on them. He started to walk onto the ice, but was not sure if he could reach the man because the ice was thin. Obviously, the guy fell through, so there's the concern that, well, Bennett's might fall through as well. So he had to stop because of the poor ice conditions for his own safety. Instead of giving up, he had an idea. He noticed that the guy who fell through the ice's dog, Ruby, was hanging out next to the guy. Was still out on the ice because dogs are awesome and didn't want to leave him. And so Bennett said, I'm going to try and send this out to you, okay? And then he said, send your pup here. Will she come to me? And so he started calling for Ruby. Ruby came to him. Super social, friendly dog. In the video, it's an absolutely amazing thing. Dog comes up. The dog ran to the officer. Bennett's attached the disc to the rope to the dog's collar and told the man, call your dog back to you. Ruby then ran to her owner, who grabbed the disc. The officer pulled the rope and told the man, "I need you to kick your feet. Bring your feet up to the surface by kicking your feet." Bennett's and Grand Traverse Metro firefighter pulled the man on his belly to safety. The man had been in the water for 16 minutes. 16 minutes. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know this stuff, but 16 minutes, hypothermia's got to be kicking in. Your body's got to be getting pretty beat up. 16 minutes in ice cold water, definitely not going to be something good. But he was taken in an ambulance to Munson Medical Center in Traverse City and later released. So he survived. He was fine. Well, obviously, I led with the headline that the dog saved his life. State police said that Bennett's quick action with help from Ruby saved the man, who was not ever identified. And that story, it kind of ends there. They give credit to the agencies also that responded, other agencies and stuff like that. The video itself is worth watching. The link I'll give you to this episode or to this article has a video attached to it. It's a video that was all over the news everywhere. This to me just screams the importance of socializing your dog, to be willing to come up to another person when called. I always preach about controlled socializing. So I don't want my dog to just think they can always go up to people, but that doesn't mean I don't want my dog to be okay with going up to people. And so the dog had was social enough to approach this person that she's never met before because she wanted to say hi. And once she was there, the officer had enough time and the dog was good enough and letting him pet her that he was able to attach what he needed to attach to her to get her to then go back out, pull the rope, pull everything back to her owner and save his life. So you're talking about good socializing and good recall. Like, training is so important, and sometimes we think it's just for just basic living. And honestly, it is. Most of the time, it is. This is kind of, so a couple episodes ago, I talked about muzzle training and the importance of muzzle training. And it's one of those things like, well, what if you need it? Well, this is one of those cases where like, this guy who fell through the ice, he may live out in the country and never see anybody ever and maybe never thought of how important socializing actually was. Until now. I bet you now he's like, oh my God, I'm so thankful my dog is friendly. Because in that situation, you know, the dog saved his life. Because any longer and he may have started to lose feeling, started going to hypothermia, going into shock, and might not have been able to hold himself on the ice much longer. So, I mean, this is an awesome story and just an example of why we push training above what you think you need. Like, we teach our dogs to bring us stuff. We teach our dogs all this advanced training, not because we need it, but because what if we do? This isn't a situation that I ever thought you would utilize a good training of your dog, but here it is. So why not have it? So I'm going to take a look at this article, watch this video. I think this video is a pretty amazing thing to see the dog come up, and I don't think the dog enjoyed having the thing wrapped around it, but you know what, who cares? The dog was like, oh my God, I don't like this. This guy just tied something around me and then runs back to its owner for help when he's calling it back. That to me, though, it's awesome. Like, this is why I love dogs. You know, I don't think your cat would ever come running up to a person, allow you to tie something and then go bounding back. I think your cat would just be like, is it time to eat? Are we going to eat soon? What's happening? So anyways, guys, take a look at this article. Take a look at the video. I think it's super fun. It's just a good story, and share it with people. Like, I just think this just proves the importance of training your dog. So hopefully you found this entertaining. I don't know if you found this necessarily. Well, it should be semi-educational. Hopefully you found this entertaining, guys. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We do a lot of stuff on there with not only the podcast, but also shorts and everything else. And if you're listening to us on podcast, make sure you review our podcast. It always helps us out a bunch there as well. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.